eyes.
Sounds like you're under attack, mate, said Jet. Has Fa'athra made his move at last? The Twi'lek smiled tightly.
We have many items of great value stored in the palace, so attacks are not uncommon.
It's not coming from outside, said Lorin, growing impatient. It's the Mando I warned you about earlier. He's after the Cinzia's Navicomp.
Impossible. No alarm has been raised in that sector of the palace.
That's bound to change, and soon.
Hefting her rifle, she went to continue on her way.
Not so fast!
The Twi'lek sidestepped in order to block her path. The Weequay backed him up.
You are going the wrong direction. The envoy's quarters are that way.
Really? It's easy to get turned around in here.
I don't believe you're turned around at all. I believe you know exactly where you're going.
The Twi'lek wasn't smiling now.
You are not a registered visitor to this palace. The kidnap was a distraction, giving you time to go about your true business. We found the trail you left in our security systems. The sabotage is another distraction. What is your business now? Are you all in league, or just opportunistic collaborators?
His cold gaze swept the group before him. Lorin didn't like where this was heading.
Look, she said, we're not planning to steal your precious things, but someone else is, and we're trying to stop them. I'm serious. Dow's driver will be in and out before we get there if you don't step out of my way right now. Don't make me make you.
The Twi'lek didn't flinch from her ultimatum.
You admit that you are heading for the vault?
That's what I just told you.
And yet you insist that your motives are pure.
As pure as they'll ever be.
Then you won't mind if I advise the Imperial Envoy to meet us there.
Whatever, just get moving. That's all I ask.
Yima signaled his entourage, who fell in around her and her companions. Once the way was clear, she set a brisk pace while Yima growled in his native Twi'lek into a comlink. Behind them, the Republic envoy put up a sustained display of bluster.
I resent the implication, he said, that this is a conspiracy of any kind. If anything, it is I who should be suspicious. I'm the one who has been kidnapped and had my escort neutralized. I've been imprisoned and tortured under the roof of a host whose servant now calls me a criminal. You'll be lucky if we stick around at all for this sham auction of yours.
Yima ignored him, and so did Lorin. Still nothing from Shigar.
No alarms, she said to the Twi'lek. And in the middle of all this fuss, too? Doesn't that strike you as odd?
Yima looked at her for a full 3 seconds. His only other response was to pick up the pace and begin barking orders into his comlink again. Ula maintained his diatribe long enough to ensure that his point had been made. It wasn't even his point. He was play-acting the loyal Republic envoy in a difficult situation. Wasn't that what one should do? Ula didn't know. He was light years out of his depth and heading farther out by the minute. He wished they really were going to his secure quarters rather than rushing headlong into danger. All that stopped him from asking to be exempted from the coming action was the thought of how Lorin Moxla would regard his cowardice. She didn't seem the type to brook anything of the sort. He couldn't take his eyes off her. Everything about her, from her beaten-up armor to the black tattoos across her cheeks, captivated him.
Don't even think about it.
Ula glanced at Jet. He was also watching the remarkable woman who had come from nowhere.